It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Your top local story on News Radio WBBM. A man was shot and killed while driving in Jefferson Park and Chicago's Northwest Side early this morning. The details from WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
Chicago police found a car crashed into a tree near Central and Elston when they responded to a call shortly before 3 a.m. The caller said someone had been shot. Officers found the driver of a silver SUV with a gunshot wound to the head. Police say paramedics pronounced the man, who's believed to be about 20 years old, dead at the scene. No one is in custody as Area 5 detectives investigate. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The budget for the operations behind Chicago Public Schools will be the main topic of discussion during a city council committee meeting later this morning. CEO Pedro Martinez will lead that conversation. Martinez has previously said that the city's surplus TIF dollars can help fund CPS, as his team has requested about $462 million to pay for pensions and a union contract.
More than 100 children and staff members evacuated after a fire broke out at a daycare center in Algonquin yesterday morning. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Rob Mine, no one was injured in this fire that broke out around 11:45 a.m. yesterday at Kitty Academy. Fire crews arrived after the fire alarm was activated, and someone also called 911 and reported the fire in the south utility room of the building. The incident was then upgraded to bring additional resources to the scene. Now, officials say firefighters extinguished the fire in under 10 minutes. The business sustained minor water and smoke damage, though it is currently closed. The fire department is now investigating the cause of the fire. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago's Inspector General is asking state regulators to decertify some police officers accused of wrongdoing. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us live with the details.
Maya, the agency that certifies police officers can also decertify them, and the Inspector General is seeking just that from the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board. This is a first allowable under the Safety Act. A report from the office of Deborah Witzberg, the IG, says the names of an undisclosed number of officers and their alleged misdeeds has been sent to the board. It gives little other information. Her office notes that reasons for decertification can be excessive force, tampering with official body or cam footage, evidence tampering, lying, and any other unprofessional or unethical conduct harmful to the public. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
As a vehicle was burning near northwest suburban Arlington Heights over the weekend, an Illinois state trooper heroically saved two dogs trapped inside.
Investigators say early on Sunday morning, one vehicle hit the back of another vehicle on the Jane Addams Tollway near Arlington Heights Road. Police say the vehicle that was hit rolled over and caught fire. Trooper Alejandro Ortiz says two French bulldogs were trapped in the burning vehicle.
There was a female yelling at me, saying that she needed help. So as soon as I exited my squad car, I ran to my trunk, got my fire extinguisher.
Ortiz says he tried to put out the flames, but it wasn't enough. That's when he says he kicked out the windshield, pulled the dogs out, and got them to safety. He says just seconds later, the fire flared up. Ortiz says the dogs appeared to be okay, and police say the drivers of the two vehicles were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A ceremony is planned today to honor four fallen Chicago police officers. Their names will be unveiled on the memorial wall at the Gold Star and Families Memorial Park near Soldier Field. Those being honored include Patrolman James Crowley, Detective Todd Gillerlane, Lieutenant Edward O'Neill, and Probationary Patrolman Benjamin Devlin. The event is scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. today.
A Chicago-based breast cancer research foundation continues to raise millions of dollars for the cause in hopes of finding a cure.
For nearly four decades, the Lynn Sage Breast Cancer Research Foundation has raised $45 million for the cause. Executive Director Laura Sage says that money goes toward research and clinical trials.
We've gone through a lot of twists and turns, but here we are today, raising money to fight breast cancer by investing in early career doctors and breast cancer researchers. What we do to be able to fund those is we fundraise.
70 runners also took part in the Chicago Marathon this past weekend to raise money for the cause. The foundation helped to open the Lynn Sage Breast Screening Center in 1997 and recently announced the first of its kind Chicago Breast Cancer Research Consortium. Its annual fall gala will be next Thursday at the Theater on the Lake. Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That is indie pop star Claro. She opens up a sold-out two-night stint at the Salt Shed tonight. The Massachusetts native is touring in support of her newest album, Charm. She rose to fame in 2017 after songs she made in her bedroom and posted on the internet went viral. After Chicago, she moves on to Columbus and Washington, D.C.
Now sports, sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Josh Liss is here, and I'm having high school flashbacks thinking about these baseball playoffs because You know, I'm like the outsider, the nerd, watching the cool kids have their party. And then that's as a Chicago baseball fan,
yeah.
New York has this embarrassment of riches, two teams in the postseason.
Yeah, there's Chicago in the corner, and there's New York with the Mets. They've even got their hit rap song, OMG, that they're dancing to. And then the Yankees get to brag about big Aaron Judge.
Judge, it's a high fly to center. Back goes Thomas on the track near the wall. She's gone! Aaron Judge hit the ball so high you wondered. It came down in Monument Park. It's a Judgeian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Well, I guess you're going to have to hold us in contempt because we're not getting up. This is Chicago. All right, the Yankees win over the Guardians 6-3, so it's 2-0 in the ALCS. On the National League side, the Dodgers, who lost at home 7-3 to the Mets, play Game 3 in New York tonight. That's at 7 o'clock, New York, New York. The Blackhawks fall to the Flames in Calgary, 3-1. Nick Foligno scored on a Seth Jones shot, tipped it in, 1-1 late first period, but the Hawks give up a tiebreaker in the second. Peter Mrazek out, an empty netter, the final difference. Connor Bedard was scoreless on 7 shots, 3-6 on faceoffs. The Hawks 1-2-1 home for the Sharks, the UC opener tomorrow. The Bulls get the Timberwolves at home tonight, and Lonzo Ball finally comes back from a serious near 3-year knee injury. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
State lawmakers are hearing more discouraging words about a plan to streamline the way Illinois transit agencies function.
State Senator Ron Villebalum has now chaired about a half dozen hearings on transportation in general, and specifically on a proposal to combine the Chicago Transit Authority, Metra, and PACE into one agency with a single board. All three agencies opposed that. At the latest hearing in Springfield, Tim Dre, president of the AFL-CIO, was asked if the idea would simplify labor relations. No, he said, and it would complicate benefits.
Legacy financial obligations or debt, including CTA pension liabilities, should not be passed on to other constituent groups. This would result in significant increases in pension costs to the other boards of CTAs combined with them in this fashion.
A lobbyist with the Illinois Municipal League said local governments believe governing transit systems can be improved, but a single board is not the way to go. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The arrest of a North Suburban man has led to the identification of more than 80 alleged victims of thefts and burglaries in Waukegan and North Chicago. The details from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Police say they were called to Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Kemble Avenue at about 11:30 on Sunday night on a report that someone was looking into vehicles. They chased a man identified as 34-year-old Antoine Hall into a residence. There, police say they found stolen credit cards and identification cards, allowing police to identify about 85 theft and burglary victims. Hall had several outstanding arrest warrants and other pending burglary cases at the time he was arrested. Charges include possession of stolen credit cards, and more are expected. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The school's chief visited some West Side schools yesterday to show off the use of TIF funds in educational programming.
CEO Pedro Martinez watched students at Collins High School work with Play-Doh, skeletons, and computer models. His trip was to celebrate the city council's recent approval of millions in TIF funds for it and two other North Lawndale schools.
The STEAM partnership we celebrate today will become a crown jewel of the North Lawndale community, and it's happening because we chose to work together. Leaders from CPS, the North Lawndale community, and city government made a deliberate choice. The choice was to unite around getting students in this community the resources that they need.
Teachers Union President Stacey Davis Gates tells the Tribune Martinez is late to the conversation about TIF surpluses and that the union has proposals for staffing and resources focused on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math beyond TIF funds. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.